Good morning, everyone. We're going to make a wee start just to our service of worship this morning by singing together the opening psalm just in our hymn sheet, is Psalm 100. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise foretell. Come ye before him and rejoice. A great psalm of thanksgiving and praise, even as we commence a new year. We'll sing the five verses of the psalm and then just follow on into the doxology, which is really hymn 725 in our hymn book. Praise him from all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We'll keep our seats while we sing as the organist leads us in our praise, please. Just unite our hearts together, please, in prayer. Let us all pray. Our loving God, our gracious, eternal Father in heaven, we thank thee afresh today for thy goodness and thy mercy that has brought us into 2021. We thank thee, O God, for all thy mercies and thy blessings to us in the year that has gone by. And truly, Lord, we can say, Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And, O God, it is because of thy goodness and thy grace and thy mercy that we're found here. in this first Lord's Day of 2021 to praise Thee and to worship Thee. And O God, we come to Thee today in no merit of our own, but we approach Thee upon redemption ground. We come to Thee today through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of righteousness, the one who loved us, who gave Himself for us, a ransom for our sins upon the cross. And Father, we rejoice, O God, today that we are justified freely by Thy grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank Thee, O God, today for the perfect life of Christ. We thank Thee that He was the one who was altogether lovely, without spot and without blemish, who kept the law of God perfectly for us. And Father, we thank Thee that He became our sin-bearer on the cross, that He bore upon Himself the penalty, the judgment of our sin that we deserved upon His own body on the cross. And Lord, Thy word tells us that He died the just for us, the unjust, that He might bring us to God. And Father, we thank Thee today for that atoning blood that cleanseth us from all sin. We thank Thee for the spotless robe of Christ's perfect righteousness. And we thank Thee that we're accepted in the Beloved, and that our sins, so many, have been washed away, blotted out through the blood of the Lamb, cast into the sea of Thy forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore. And O God, we come to Thee to praise Thee, Thou who art God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We thank Thee for every good and every perfect gift that Thou dost give to us. And we rejoice, O God, afresh today in Thy love and mercy and grace, and in Thy kindness, O God, toward us. And we can rejoice today as Your people in the forgiveness of our sins, and the great inheritance of eternal life, and the wonderful sufficiency of the grace of God to meet our every need. And Father, we thank Thee, O God, that as we look out in Thy will into this new year, that Thou art one who has promised to go before. We thank Thee, O God, that Thou art one who knows the end from the beginning. And Thou art Alpha, Thou art Omega, and Thou art the author and the finisher of our faith. Thou art the great I Am. And O God, as we look to Thee today, we pray for Thy blessing upon us in this opening Lord's Day of 2021, not only today, but throughout this year that lies before us in the will of the Lord. Every time we would meet together here in the house of God, may the presence and the blessing and the grace of God be known amongst us and manifest amongst us in a mighty and in a powerful way. We thank Thee for all have been able to gather with us here today in Thy house. The Lord bless every head bowed before Thee. Remember every family and household represented. Meet the need of all our homes and our families and our family circles. And do unite them all in the Lord, we pray. Remember, Lord, also those who are old and infirm, who can no longer meet with us in the house of God. We pray that Thou would bless them and minister to them by the grace and power of God. Those who are shielding us at this time, watch over them, bless them, and protect them, and encourage them by the grace and by the power of God. Remember especially those who are ill at this time. We commit them, Lord, to Thee. We pray that Thou wilt draw very near. Now, Lord, You have promised Your people that Thou wilt make their bed in their time of sickness. Thou hast promised to draw near to the sick bed. We pray that they might know a very gracious, conscious sense of the presence and the nearness of the Lord. Do you remember others amongst us who have lost loved ones, Lord, in recent times? We pray for the comforting hand of God to be upon them and to be their portion, and that Thou wilt strengthen them, and that Thou wilt encourage them day by day, we ask. Do bless our entire church family, we ask of Thee. We pray, Lord, that in this new year that Thou wilt enlarge our coast, that Thou wilt add to the work here such as should receive, and that we might see an advancing this year in this town of Enniskillen and in this county of Fermanagh, the taking of ground from the devil and from the enemy, we pray. And Father, we pray that we might see Thy cause and Thy kingdom extended and advanced, O God, in a mighty and in a powerful way. We thank Thee that Thou art the God of revival. And Lord, we're looking to Thee, O God, even as in former times, that Thou would come in grace and in mercy this year. Thou pour Thy Holy Spirit upon this part of Thy vineyard, we pray. And bless every effort, Lord, from this congregation, amongst the children, the young people, the outreach, the online ministry as well.
Bless the going forth of thy word, we pray. And Lord, grant that there would be that in gathering unto the Lord, O God, we ask. Remember, O God, our sister congregations today. Bless each minister and each student and each layman alike who will preach thy word. Do bless our entire denomination this year. May it know seasons of refreshing from the right hand of God, we pray. We pray for our missionaries as well at home and abroad, that thou, Lord, will bless them, that thou will encourage them, that thou will protect them and watch over them in these days and give them much fruit in their labors, O God, for thee we pray. Again, Lord, we do pray that thou will restrain this virus, this pandemic at this time, we ask of thee. We pray for those that are ill with it, that they would know healing. Now, those that have been bereaved through it, Lord, give them great comfort, we pray. Now, those that are medical services dealing with it day by day, Lord, give them protection, we ask. And Lord, for our government as well, give them wisdom, we pray. And may they realize their great need of thee. And may there be that looking to the Lord for wisdom at this time in our land and in our nation regarding this pandemic, we pray. Again, Lord, for those that would rule over us, may they rule in righteousness and in the fear of God. The Lord, those who would seek to bring in lost country to your word, that thou would spoil their plans, O God, we ask of thee, and that the light of thy truth, the light of the gospel, will prevail in the hearts of those that would rule over us here and across in Westminster as well, and amongst our royal family, we pray. And we pray that there might be a turning unto the Lord, Lord, from the lowest to the highest in our land, and that there might be a turning in a mighty way by the mighty power of God. We thank that there's no limit with God. We thank thee that what is impossible with man is possible with God. And help us to look to thee in these days in which we live. For thou hast promised in thy word that thou art a rewarder of them that diligently seek thee. And bless us now, we pray. Close us in, Lord, with yourself. Bless the reading of thy word, the preaching of thy word. Every detail, Lord, of our meeting today, do hearts good. And Lord, for any with us today unsaved, speak to them. And may this be the day of their salvation. Quicken and edify the saints of God. Any, Lord, that might be cold at heart, may they know that restoring, reviving touch that comes alone from God. Do us good now, we pray. Shelter our meeting over and around with the precious blood. Glorify the Savior. Do every heart much good. For we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory, giving thee thanks. Amen and amen.
We're going to turn this morning, please, in the Word of God for Bible reading. First of all, to the book of the Psalms, to the Psalm number 9. If you'd like to mark that Psalm in your Bible. And then we're also turning over to Hebrews chapter 13 and reading from verse 1 of that chapter, just going down to the end of the verse number 13. So if you'd like to mark those two passages in your Bible, Psalm number 9, and then also Hebrews chapter 13, reading from both those passages this morning. We're just going to read the first 10 verses of the Psalm, Psalm 9, verses 1 to 10. Here you have David praising the Lord for God's judgment upon the ungodly, his enemies, and also for God's blessing and God's power upon his people, the godly. And Psalm 9, verse 1, he says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thy enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. What a promise that is, dear believer, there at the end of verse 10. It says, the Lord has not forsaken them that seek. And what an encouragement it is to us to pray and to seek the Lord this year. Turning then, please, over to Hebrews chapter 13. Beginning our reading at the verse 1 of the chapter, Hebrews 13, verse 1. It says, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach." Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse number 13. And our prayer is that God will bless this public reading of God's eternal and infallible word to all our hearts. At this stage of our meeting, I'd like to welcome you all this first Lord's Day morning of 2021. We welcome each and every one gathered with us today. I'm delighted to see so many gathered with us in the Lord's house today, and also those that are listening in online and who will listen in. We welcome you as well, and any that are visiting with us today as well in our meetings. Our prayer is the Lord will richly bless you today around God's word. If you're a believer in the Lord, may you be drawn closer to the Lord this day and indeed this year. But if you're here today and you're not saved, even today in this first Lord's Day of 2021, may you come and put your faith and trust in the Lord for salvation. And I just say on behalf of my wife and family, I'd like to wish you all a happy and a blessed new year for 2021 that lies before us. Now, do remember that today being the first Sunday of the month is Building Fund Sunday. Do remember that offering, and the offering plates are at the rear there just as you leave. The gospel service tonight will be at 6 o'clock. Do note the earlier time, and we'll be returning next week to the normal time, but just tonight again at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. through to 7 p.m. we'll be along to minister God's word and the gospel. Pray for that meeting. Plan to join with us, invite, encourage others in under the sound of God's word. Tonight we'll be dealing with a question that I believe we all must consider in 2021. So remember that, please. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study here in the church. Again, it's the first prayer meeting of the new year, and we encourage as many as possible to gather for the season of prayer. I believe there's no more important meeting in the life of any Christian, and indeed in the life of any church, than the public prayer meeting. We encourage you to make every effort to come along. Starts at 8 o'clock, shortly over about 9:15. Maybe you haven't been in the habit of coming to the prayer meeting. Well, it's a good time to start, even at the beginning of a new year. And you'll be blessed. And you'll be a blessing to others as well as you gather in the house of God to pray and to seek the Lord. This coming Tuesday night, our sister, Mrs. Gillian Moore, will be along. It will be the box opening for the Bethel Children's Crusade. And she'll be giving a report and update on that work as well. It was to be back at the beginning of December. Then with the lockdown, we were unable to have that. So that will be this Tuesday night. So remember that, please. Friday night, 8 o'clock, the youth fellowship meeting will be on here as normal in the church. We commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will gather. And our brother Ian will be speaking to the young people on Friday evening. Next Lord's Day, the 10th of January, Sunday School and Bible class recommence 11 a.m., so do remember that. Pray for it. Pray for the teachers and make it known to all the children. And again, if there's any children in our neighborhood or family circle that don't go to Sunday school, we'd love to have them starting here in January in the new year. Do speak to our superintendent, Mr. Ian Moore, and we'll be glad to have as many new children as we can for the new year. So do remember that. The services next Lord's Day will be at 12 noon in the morning, and then the evening gospel service at 7. We'll be along to bring God's word, pray for those meetings, plan to join with us, please. The financial report for 2019 is available out there on the table on the porch. You can take a copy as you leave. I want to thank you on behalf of the committee, church committee, for your giving and your support to the work of God here throughout 2019. It has been excellent giving. We also want to thank our church treasurers, Mr. Raymond Medill, who looks after the general account, and Mr. John Dean, who looks after the work of Bethel Children's Crusade. And then also Brother Mr. Ian Moore has helped compile the report for 2019. Thank all those brethren concerned. You can get a copy of that as you leave. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're going to seek the Lord in a word of prayer before we turn to God's word. Maybe we could just stand to our feet just to pray, to change our position, please, for a short word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us already in our meeting this morning. And Lord, we pray now as we turn to Thy precious word that Thou wilt anoint our eyes with that eye salve that comes from God the Holy Ghost. Open our hearts and our minds to Thy word and to Thy truth. Open up the truth of God to us, Lord. And let us not be those that just hear the word of God and forget about it, but help us to hide Thy word, O God, in our hearts, that we might not sin against Thee. Use Thy word today to the conversion of souls, to the sanctifying of saints, to the glorifying of Christ. Fill me afresh with the Holy Ghost, with the power of God. Give help, divine enablement to preach your word. Give liberty, clarity of mind, and plainness of speech, right words that come alone from Thee. May every word be as an arrow to the heart, we pray. Draw very near and break the bread of life to our souls. We ask it all for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen and amen. We're going to turn again to that passage we read earlier, to Hebrews chapter number 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And over the years in the ministry, in the work of God, we've always sought to bring a motto text at the beginning of each new year. And the motto text that the Lord has laid upon my heart, I believe, for us individually and collectively as a church, as a congregation for 2021, are the words of verse number 8 of Hebrews chapter number 13. I read that verse with you again. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, speaking of this world in which we live, the hymn writer Henry Francis Light says, change and decay in all around I see. By those words, he reminds us that this world is a place that is given to change. And I'm sure every single one of us in the meeting this morning will concur and agree with such sentiments that this world is a changing world. Yes, in every season of the year there is change. Spring, summer, autumn and winter, you see the change in the leaves and the countryside and in the land around us. Yes, in every walk of life there are changes on a daily basis, in our homes, amongst our families, in our workplaces, in our country. It goes without saying that the time brings change. And in this new year that we face that lies before us in the will of the Lord, there will most definitely be change for each and every one of us in this gathering today. But although we live in a changing world, praise God, we can rejoice today in the words of our text here in Hebrews 13 verse 8. This verse reminds us and it speaks to you and I of this great fact that the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, is one who never changes. It says here in verse 8 of Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ the same yesterday,
today and forever. Praise God, as we look out into 2021, we can rejoice, we can confide in a Savior who knows no change. In this chapter here before us, the writer of the epistle is speaking to believers, those who had been saved from a Jewish background. And in the opening verses of this chapter in particular, he gives them very sound and good advice regarding practical Christianity, practical living, as it were, so to speak, in the life of the Christian. And this is good advice not just for the Christians at the time when this epistle was written, but also for all God's people. It applies also to you and I who are saved in this meeting today by the grace of God. You notice there in verse 1 of the chapter how God's people are to show brotherly love to their fellow believers. It says there, let brotherly love continue. You see also there from verse 2 of the chapter how God's people are to be hospitable to others. It says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. You see from verse 3 of the chapter how God's people are to help those in need, those going through times of trial and suffering. It says, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. You see also from verse 4 of the chapter there how God's people are to live lives that are moral, lives that are pure. It says their marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. You'll notice something else there from verse 5, how God's people are to be content with God. Content with God's providence and God's lot in their life, so to speak. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We see also from verse 6 of the chapter how God's people in their Christian life are to depend upon the Lord. It says there, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And how the Christian is to lean more and more upon the Lord day by day as they journey to heaven. Then we see also from verse 7 of the chapter how God's people in particular are to heed the faithful preaching of God's word, and those that would rule over them and set a good example, faithful to the Lord and his word and the work of God. He says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And then following on from this advice and this counsel to encourage their obedience to these duties that the apostle has just listed here in the opening part of this chapter, he reminds them of the unchanging Christ, the Christ of God, who is the chief shepherd of the church, the one who is perfect in all his life. And speaking of that particular person, he says in verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Dear people, in the time that is left before us this morning, these are the words that I want us to look at. This is our motto text for 2021. Here you and I read of the unchanging Christ in a changing world. Yes, we live in a world of great change. But dear people, as you start out into 2021, fix not your mind upon the world that changes. Fix not your mind upon ourselves and upon our feelings that change like the weather day by day. But rather, dear people, fix your mind upon the Lord, the one who changes not. And did not the prophet Isaiah say to the Lord, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee? Look again at what the apostle says in the previous chapter, chapter 12, and the verse number 2. He says there, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. As you and I commence 2021, we are to fix our mind upon the Lord Jesus Christ, our heart, our soul, upon him who changes not. Oh, let us look to Christ today, and may our souls be encouraged afresh in the ways of the Lord in 2021. What then can we say about the unchanging Christ? First of all, we can say that the Lord Jesus Christ is one who never changes in his character. You look at the life of Christ, study the life of Christ, and you'll see that his life, his character, was one that was crystal clear of sin. It was totally empty and void of sin. In the book of Song of Solomon, Christ there is described as the altogether lovely one. The prophet Isaiah speaks of Christ and he says, he hath done no violence, neither was deceit in his mouth. At his trial, old Pontius Pilate examined Christ and he said, I find no fault in this man. Peter the Apostle, as he speaks of Christ, he describes him as the Lamb without blemish and without spot. And in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, you read of Christ at his baptism at the beginning of his ministry. And God the Father, he speaks of him from heaven. And this is what he says. He says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Why was God the Father well pleased with Christ? Because as he looked upon Christ, he saw no sin. He was without sin. Yes, when you think of that great truth that Christ was without sin, and you put it alongside the words of our text today, where it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. What does that teach us? What does that tell us? It tells us that Christ's sinless, impeccable character is a character that has never changed, and it never, ever will change. Yes, in the history of this world, there have been many ungodly men and women, and they have attacked the person of Christ. Many are still doing that today. No doubt that will intensify as this age draws to a close. In the 18th century, there was a man by the name of Voltaire. He was a French infidel, and he said 100 years later the name of Christ would be forgotten. Well, he was wrong, because Christ's name still lives on. Why? Because Christ cannot change, and his character is one that changes not. Dear people, as we enter 2021, let us remember this, that Christ's character is a character that can never change. He is without sin. He is impeccable. It will never change. You turn with me your Bible back to Hebrews chapter 6. Go back a few chapters from our Bible reading. Hebrews chapter 6. Go down to the very last verse, verse number 20 of Hebrews chapter 6. And look at how Christ here is described. It says, Jesus made an high priest, notice it, forever, after the order of Melchizedek. That word Melchizedek literally means King of righteousness. And Christ is the one who is King of righteousness. And the righteousness of Christ will not diminish with the passage of time. It will never diminish with the passage of time. It will never change. The righteousness of Christ will not diminish one iota in 2021. You think about that, dear child of God. The righteousness of Christ, the character of Christ, it never changes. It never can change. Yes, believer, true faith in Christ as Savior, the righteousness of Christ has been imputed to you. Your soul has been clothed and arrayed in the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. Isaiah rejoices in this. In Isaiah 61 verse 10, he says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath covered me with the garments of salvation, and he hath covered me, he says, with the robe of righteousness. And what does that mean for you and I who are saved? It means this, dear people. It means this, child of God, that you have an eternal acceptance before the holy God of heaven through Christ. The Bible says to God's people that we are accepted in the beloved. That beloved is Christ, the perfect, sinless, spotless, impeccable Son of God. And this acceptance for us, it means liberty and freedom to pray to God. Go back to Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. Look at the great encouragement there to pray in light of Christ, who he is and what he is. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Child of God, get a hold of this truth today in your soul. Because of the righteousness of Christ, you're accepted before God. Eternally accepted before the thrice holy God of heaven through Christ. And you have liberty, you have freedom to pray, to seek God, to call upon his name. It also means not only liberty and freedom to pray to God, but it also means no condemnation for the child of God on the day of judgment. What does it say in Romans 8 verse 1? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Oh, in light of this great truth, let us make much, dear people, of the place of prayer this year. Let us make it our business day by day to seek God. Let us make it our business week by week to be in the public season of prayer, seeking God and calling upon his name. Let us be those also who rejoice daily that when we're saved, we will never face the wrath of God in hell. Why? Because Christ bore that punishment and that judgment for us upon the cross. Because of Christ, the impeccable, sinless, spotless, flawless Son of God, we have nothing to fear in the day of judgment. The hymn writer Charles Wesley said, no condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine, alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine, bold I approach the eternal throne. Claim the crown through Christ my own. The hymn writer was rejoicing in Christ and the liberty he had to pray through Christ, that there was no condemnation for him in the day of judgment because of Christ. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ is one who never changes in his character. But we can say secondly today that the Lord Jesus Christ is one who never changes in his love. In Galatians chapter 2 in the verse number 20, Paul there speaks of Christ and he says, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You think about that, put it alongside our text which says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the conclusion is this, it is that Christ's love to his people never changes. It's an eternal love. It's a love that lasts. Book of Jeremiah, the Lord says to his people, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. The hymn writer says, there is no love like the love of Jesus, never to fade nor fall. He knew that Christ's love was unchanging, it was lasting. And child of God, whatever changes there may be in your circumstances this year, 2021, remember this, that Christ's love toward you is a love that will never change. Never decay, never die. The unchanging love of Christ toward his people is a great love because it caused Christ to leave the realms of glory, the splendor of heaven, and to come into this world and to go to the cross and shed his blood and die an atoning death for you and I who were held deserving, guilty sinners before God. The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The unchanging love of Christ toward his people, it's a universal love. Yes, no matter who we are, no matter what our background is, Christ has loved us. And today we can say with John of old, we love him because he first loved us. What a love the love of Christ is. Then we can say further that this unchanging love of Christ to his people, it's a pardoning love. For by faith in his sacrifice for us upon the cross, what has God done with our sins? All our sins have been forgiven, blotted out before Almighty God. Turn with me in your Bible back to Acts chapter number 13. Acts chapter 13, look at verses 38 and verse 39. You'll see this for yourself from the Word of God. It says in Acts 13 verse 38, it says, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, that's the Lord Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, in other words, through him, all that believe, all who trust him as Savior are justified. That means pardon. are justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Believer, rejoice in this today because of the love of Christ and dying for you upon the cross. Through faith in him, you have been justified, forgiven. All your sins are blotted out, cast into the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore. We can say further that the unchanging love of Christ to his people is a restoring love. Yes, as God's people, we feel the Lord many times. But when we come back to the Lord and confess our sins and our failings and repent of our backslidings and seek the Lord afresh for cleansing through the blood of Christ, the Lord restores us to fellowship with himself, and he's pleased to bless us and to use us again in the service of God. David testified of that in his own life in Psalm 23 when he said of the Lord, he restoreth my soul. His great promise to every penitent backslider is this. He says in the book of Joel, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. He says, return unto me and I will return unto you. Yes, Christ never changes in his love to his people. Maybe I'm speaking to a backslider in the meeting this morning. I would encourage you in this first Lord's Day of 2021 to come back to the Lord. And in love, he will restore you to fellowship with himself, and he'll bless you and use you by his grace and by his power, because his love is a love that knows no change. He says, return unto me, and I will return unto you. Lord Jesus Christ does not change in his character. He does not change in his love, but we can say thirdly that the Lord Jesus Christ never changes in his power. Speaking to his own disciples in Matthew chapter 28 and the verse number 18. He says, there all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And his power is not decreased. It is not diminished but with the passing of time. Because our text says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. And in this new year, Christ has power to save sinners. That saving power of Christ has not changed. It has not waned. It has not decreased. On the road to Damascus at midday, he saved Saul of Tarsus, who was the chief of sinners, a persecutor of the people of God. The Bible speaks of Christ and says, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Dear friend, in our meeting today on Save, let me say this, that if you come by faith to Christ today, repent of your sins, confess your lost sinful condition to the Lord, and by faith trust in Christ alone, trust in his blood alone to cleanse away your sins, praise God, he will save you. The Bible says it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord has lost none of his saving power. Why, whenever the tide goes out, the boats in the harbor, they're left lying in the mud. And for them to be lifted up in the sea again and to float, the tide must come in. But without the tide coming in, they're hopeless, they're helpless. And you know, that's a picture, my friend, unsaved, in your unsaved condition. As far as salvation is concerned, you're hopeless, you're helpless. The Bible says that salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. However, the Lord's power, the Lord's grace is such that he is able to lift you up out of the mire of your sin and to save your soul and set you on the road to heaven. The Lord, I tell you, is able to do that for you today in 2021. Turning your Bible back to Psalm number 40. Psalm number 40, and look with me, please, at the verse number 2. You'll see here how he did this with David of old, and he could do it with you and for you today as well. David testifies here of God's salvation in his life in Psalm 40 and the verse number 2. He says of the Lord, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. He says of the Lord brought me up. He didn't do it on his own strength. He had no power of his own as regarding salvation. He says, the Lord brought me up. The Lord set me on a rock. The Lord established my way to heaven, my way to glory. Man, woman, young person, boy or girl in our meeting today on sea, if the Lord has not changed, such is his power. And he can do the exact same for you today. He can set you on the road to heaven. If you'll look to him by faith and call upon him for salvation. We can say further that the Lord's power is sufficient also to keep his people and to bring them safely to heaven. The Bible speaks of the Christian in 1 Peter 1 verse 5. And it says that they're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Child of God, no matter what comes your way in this new year, the Lord is able to keep you unto life eternal. And then as the Lord is unchanging in his power, he's also able to help us in every situation and circumstance of life. Yes, trials will come our way this year, no doubt, as God's people. But child of God, remember this. Whatever the trial is, whatever the change is, whatever the test is, whatever it is that comes your way in 2021, remember this, that God is your refuge, your strength, a very present help in trouble. It says in the book of Deuteronomy, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Whatever the trial, whatever the test, whatever the testing, the tribulation, God has grace sufficient. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. One final thought just in connection with this text. We can also say further that the Lord Jesus Christ never changes in his purpose. What were Christ's final words to his disciples in Mark chapter 16, verse 15? He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He told them to go and to spread the gospel. And God in his great purpose has ordained to save souls through the gospel. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And can I say this is still the Lord's purpose for his church today in 2021. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It's very interesting to note in the book of the Revelation, the gospel there is described as the everlasting gospel. It's the gospel for all time. It's the gospel right to the very end of time. And in 2021, yes, as individual believers and also as a church, we are to do all we can in this new year to reach others, to reach our family, to reach our friends, our neighbors, our community, our country. Yes, reach the world with the gospel. Remember what Christ said to the disciples. He said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. He sent them forth to spread the gospel. The hymn writer says, sound the gospel of grace abroad. There is life in the risen Lord. And dear people, that's what we are to do in 2021 individually and collectively as a church. This is God's purpose for us in this new year, to do all we can to spread the gospel. Turn with me back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 9 and the verse number 16. Look at what Paul says there. He knew his responsibility. And look at his concern if he failed in this responsibility. He says in verse 16 of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me, he says, if I preach not the gospel. This was a necessity. This was a burden. This was a constraint upon his heart and soul. And he says, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Brethren and sisters in Christ, in this new year, let us be those who go the second mile in reaching others with the gospel. And all that has happened in the year that has gone by, 2020, I believe that there's one thing that it has surely taught us as a people and as a church, and as God's people, is that opportunities come.
But opportunities go as well, never to return again. Let us in this new year do all we can to reach others with the gospel. Let us be those that are faithful in supporting every gospel outreach, every gospel ministry from this church and from this congregation. To do all we can, let us seek to do all we can to spread the gospel, support the spreading of the gospel, and to gather souls in under the sound of the gospel. You know, all that we do as a church, all that we do as individuals must be with that single aim, to promote and to spread the gospel. That's why the Lord has saved us. That is why the Lord has called us into being as a congregation. And that should be our aim until the Lord comes or the Lord calls us home, to do all we can, all within our power, to spread the gospel and to proclaim the gospel and to support the gospel. Child of God, as you launch out into 2021, dear believer, be steadfast. Be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let us do all we can to support and to spread the gospel in whatever way we can. In 2021, this is the purpose of the Lord for us, I believe, as individual believers and as a church. By God's grace in this new year of 2021, let us seek to fulfill that purpose, that we might reach others, that we might see others saved, brought into the kingdom of God. For you and I have only one life, and only what is done for Christ, I tell you, is that which will last and stand the test of time, the test of eternity. We're going to close our meeting this morning. We're singing together just the final hymn in our little hymn sheet. It's number 67 in our own hymn book. It says, "Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy in heaven." We'll keep our seats while we sing, thinking of these words as we sing them. May they be a great blessing and encouragement to our souls today.
Thank you.
close our meeting with a word of prayer. I'll not be going to the door, but if you do need to see me, I'll be here at the front. Come and see us after the meeting. Or if you'd like to ring us, if there's any pastoral needs, give us a call. And we'll be glad to help you in whatever way we can. Just remember as you leave to empty just by pew from the rear. And just give each other that wee bit of space as you leave. But if there's one here today and you're not saved, we urge you today in 2021, this first Lord's Day, to come to the Lord. Start this new year with Christ. Don't go away without the Saviour, but come and embrace Him and trust Him today. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In all the changing scenes of life, we have one who changes not. We have an anchor for the soul, one who is steadfast, one who is sure. Help us throughout this new year to keep our focus upon the Lord. Lord, realize the devil would want to distract us by looking to the world and looking to man and looking to self and looking to this or to that. But, O Lord, keep our hearts and our minds fixed upon the Lord. Even when storms would come our way, even when we would seem, as it were, to be sinking, help us to keep our focus upon the Lord. For Thou art the great I Am. Help us to do all we can this year to spread the gospel. Help us to rejoice in Thy love. And help us, Lord, to make much of the great weapon of prayer this year. And Lord, help us just to live for Thee and to serve Thee with every fiber of our being, we pray. May there be no holding back, O God. Help us as Your people to go the second mile for God, counting not the cost. And for any, Lord, in our gathering today not saved, Lord, they are a year near eternity, a year near the very brink and precipice of hell. Lord, speak to them today, O God, awaken them. We thank that there's a welcome for them at the cross. There's a welcome for them at the feet of Christ. Oh, may they come today and trust Him, whom to know is life eternal. Part us with Your fear and favor. Take us to our separate homes and safety. Bless us throughout this Thine own day. May we know the sweetness of the presence of the Lord with us in our homes, and return us again in Thy will this evening hour, we pray. For we ask it all for Jesus' sake and glory, giving Thee thanks. Amen and amen.